Well, I wanted someone like Ben Brantzell. Ben had done such a spectacular job for us, and obviously got to a point where he decided it was time for him to retire after two stints as secretary. I wanted someone who had the same sort of qualities that Ben had as secretary. That's being one, a farmer, someone who can appreciate farming, understand that farming is more than just a business, but a way of life. Secondly, I wanted someone who was highly respected by all the different, and you know, there are many, many different agricultural-based groups and organizations in the state. I wanted someone who they would respect. And third, I wanted someone who understood not only farming, but the political process. And with that, as you can imagine, with Sheila Harsdorf, you get someone who understands all those things, a farmer who comes from a farm family, someone who's widely respected. As we reached out, talked about names, she was universally someone that people spoke highly of, and someone who obviously, having served both in the Assembly and the Senate, was someone who understood the political process and could be a great advocate for farmers.
Was the field very deep, Governor?
Well, there were some other names out there, folks that had been involved with specific organizations, a couple other names of lawmakers had come up, other spots like that. But for us, it was, you know, I was willing to listen to ideas that people brought up, but I was pretty much set early on, as much as I was willing to talk to others. To me, Sheila just was the right pick for all the reasons I mentioned.
Let's talk a little bit about the upcoming holiday, informally recognized in Wisconsin, gun deer season. Where are you heading this year?
I'm going to be way up north. I go usually with a couple friends of mine up to Prescott Isle, right along, actually not too far from the border of the Upper Peninsula. And so he was hearing from some friends who were out bow hunting that things were looking pretty good up there. Last few years were tough between a little bit older forest and wolves and a whole bunch of different things. It's been a few years since we've seen a good amount of deer, but this year sounds pretty optimistic.
Does that experience give you a little bit more grounding when it comes to some of the policy development, some of the agency responsibilities that you oversee?
Absolutely. Yeah, it gives me a good sense of what people are hearing and seeing out there. Plus, I got to tell you, any day I can be out in a deer stand or on the lake in the summer fishing, just being away from it all, there's something nice about clearing your mind out there.
Yeah, it is, like I said, one of those holidays. Talk to me a little bit about what you see developing at the Statehouse policy-wise. There's one that's popping up in conversation now, Governor, about, and with due respect to the big Foxconn deal that you've been able to pull together, talk of changing our license plates. Now, it may seem small to some, but for agriculture in Wisconsin, it's a little bristling to hear those kinds of thoughts.
Well, there's no way we're changing America's dairyland. I mean, the plates represent a nice cross-section of from farming to agriculture to tourism to the Great North. The plates are just fine at the way they are. We're proud to be America's dairyland. We're proud to be a great attraction for manufacturing as well. The two aren't necessarily inconsistent. In fact, if you look at a good part of our emerging food processing business, it's the combination of both agriculture and manufacturing coming together. So we're not going to change our plates. We're going to continue to grow and prosper. And there are many different industries, but our bread and butter, literally and figuratively, is still agriculture and manufacturing together.
Well, thank you for that. Let's talk a little bit now, while you maintain all your responsibilities and items on what's going on with the state business now, you also have to start focusing ahead on another reelection. You've accomplished a lot, Scott, when it comes to manufacturing, job growth, et cetera, in Wisconsin. So what is your set of priorities looking like, your new targets, per se, for the next campaign?
Well, we've got, we've done a lot. We went from being at 9.2% unemployment back in 2010 to now hovering just about 3% more people employed in the state than ever before. Historic levels of investments in K-12 education. Freezing tuition at all of our University of Wisconsin campuses 6 years in a row to make college more affordable. I mean, there's just all sorts of lowering property taxes and income taxes. We've done all sorts of great things, the agriculture manufacturing production credit. We've done great things to turn the state around. We are definitely moving Wisconsin forward. But I see more to be done. A couple key areas. One, I want to make sure everyone's a part of that prosperity. No matter where people live, no matter what they do for a living, I want everyone to be a part of that. So to that extent, we've got a pretty elaborate rural agenda we walked through a couple weeks ago where we not only put more into schools, but particularly more in for what's called Sparsity Aid and other programs that help rural school districts to ensure that every kid has access to a great education no matter where they live at. So it's prosperity, it's education, it's raising a household income, making sure that not only are wages and jobs going up, but that people are able to keep more of their take-home pay through lower taxes and lower costs attributable to government regulations. And it's even taken on some big issues that back 7 years ago when I was first running weren't even really things people talk much about, and that is the opioid and illegal drug abuse challenge out there. And that's something that we face all across the state. So there's a whole bunch of things we need to do. The biggest thing is we want to make sure that everyone's a part of the recovery, that there's been a tremendous turnaround in the state, but that everyone should share in that going forward.
You know, let's focus in for just a moment, Governor, on the educational aspect. You had really accelerated the efforts to try to get our technical colleges going with some of those blue-collar jobs that we desperately need. Is that a mission that you intend to continue? And then let's talk extension. That budget got cut. Now we're starting to feel that at the county level when you talk about sparsity in services.
Yeah, two parts to that. One, absolutely want to see, in fact, this budget, I propose the biggest increase in our technical college system ever. We think it's incredibly important, whether it's in ag, manufacturing, construction, other skilled trades. There's just a lot of opportunity for careers out there, and we want to do more of that. We want to do more of that starting in high school. We fund now in every school district in the state, big or small alike, academic and career plans starting this year. We want that to help set the pace so that our students are taking more courses in high school. They get a jump start on whether it's a technical college, University of Wisconsin system, undergraduate program, or an apprenticeship, whatever their career path might be. We want to get a jump start in high school. And we put more into the UW system this year, so I think part of it is we're going to push back on our regents and our system to say that when it comes to extension, we see that as playing a vital role, particularly in our rural communities, and we want them to use the additional dollars to step up. They pushed back a little bit this past year. We want them to use the additional funding to step up and renew that kind of support going forward that we've had in the past.
Is that about as far as your strength goes, just having that conversation and suggesting where they put that money, Governor? Because, like I said, in many of our counties now, we are really feeling the pinch on the lack of extension staff, the lack of that critical infrastructure that a lot of rural Wisconsin and farmers turn to.
Yeah, that's one where we're going to start out that way, and if we don't see the kind of response that we'd like, we'll look at working with the legislature to put specific language in to make sure that it happens for sure. But we think with the additional monies, they got a significant increase in the budget this year, just as, for example, our schools did, and we want to make sure that they're investing in places that help all over the state, but particularly when it comes to rural parts.
How about our infrastructure, my friend? You did a good battle at the State House this budget, trying to get more monies in for our bridges, our roads. Obviously, that's critical for Wisconsin agriculture. Where do you see that discussion, that battle going next?
Well, the good news is we put a sizable increase, in fact, for local government. So our counties or towns or local communities are getting about the biggest increase they've seen in local road aids in about 15 to 20 years, depending on whether it's a village, a town, or a county. And that means more roads for bridges. It means more roads or money for roads and filling potholes and everything else. People say, well, how could you do all that without raising the gas tax? Well, in this case, for years, there's been billions of dollars being spent down in southeastern Wisconsin, the Milwaukee area. We finish off the projects there that were started, but we don't start new ones as they have over the past decade or so. And that allows us to take those dollars and spend them elsewhere around the state where the rest of the state needs to be caught up. And so we'll do that. In fact, over 8 years, once this budget is done, over the 8 years I've been in office through the end of our term, comparing that to Jim Doyle's 8 years as governor, we'll have spent about $3 billion more in transportation than my predecessor did. And we need to do that because, as you mentioned, for rural communities, be it for farmers or otherwise, transportation is critical to getting product to and from market.
Very good. Well, good luck as you begin the re-election campaign. I'm sure we'll be chatting with you again soon.
Excellent. Thanks for having me on.
Governor Scott Walker, America's Dairyland, staying on our license plates so long as he has anything to say about it. And as he pointed out, just now launching his reelection campaign across the state of Wisconsin. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.